Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hi, good morning, Ivan. I was calling because I would like to request access to the website so I can post for SEO.
Let me go ahead and find the actual account here, and I'll be able to answer your questions here. Give me one moment. And may I have your first name, please?
Jessica.
All right. Thank you so much. Give me one second here, and I'll pull up the information. And you mentioned that you needed access to the website. Is that correct?
Yes, to the website editor. I mean, I have access. I can log in and everything. But when I try to, like, do posts for SEO, it won't let me. It says I need access. I don't know.
Okay. Are you trying to create posts on the Google Business Profile?
Yes, for SEO.
Okay, perfect. I believe they're not attached. It would be the reason why it's not allowing you. But let me just confirm, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Okay, so the website, everything should be fine. The web editor is working. For the post, I believe that is the main issue, is that we don't, for example, they're not connected, your Google Business Profile or the client dashboard. So you won't be able to create posts unless they're connected. Now, if you give us access to it, you can actually do so. We can even help you with the actual optimization or even ranking on the Google Business Profile. After it's attached, for example, right, we can create posts automatically for you, and let's say maybe once or twice a week. And, of course, you'll be able to make posts as well, right? So let me just confirm with my team if maybe we can go ahead and maybe just accept the invitation, right? But normally, since I see that you're only hosting, which is just the website itself, I'm not too sure if we're going to be able to accept it, right? So just give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate your patience. Okay, yes, it's giving me the warning as well, right, since the actual Google Business Profile, you don't have that service, right, and I believe you actually removed our access. That's actually what caused the actual, let's say, the post not being able to be created.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I have to give you guys access to, so it could be attached, is that what?
That's what I'm going to confirm with my team to see if maybe we can just go ahead and let's say, accept the access, right, without charging you the $129 that's normally charged to help you with the Google Business Profile and website, right? That way you could possibly create posts. But if you like, I can maybe show you how to attempt to do it directly on the Google Business Profile. I mean, I can definitely see if maybe that's an option.
Because I pay every month for the website.
That's correct, $29.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was going to let me have access to, like, you know, do my own posts and stuff like that or edit my information.
Yes, so for the website, you can edit the information on there, but if you want to make updates to your Google Business Profile, then you should have access directly to the Google Business Profile. So in other words, you would just have to switch platforms. Instead of using the client dashboard because it's not connected to your Google Business Profile, you just have to log in directly to the Google Business Profile. Let me see if I could get you a link, and hopefully I can guide you through it right now. This link is basically going to connect you to your Google Business Profile, and your business name should appear there, okay? And that's how you get into the Google Business Profile, right? But let me send it first, and then we'll go from there. I'm sorry, I don't want to overwhelm you.
Okay,
here.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No, not today.
All right, awesome. So I just sent you a text. It's going to be going to – it should be going to this number as well. Let me know if you – oh, actually, you're calling from the 1-830. Is that right? Give me one second.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to resend it. I apologize. Okay, so I just resent the link. This one, I'm going to show you how to log in there, and then you'll be able to see it says edit profile, for example, and it shows something for post. So you'll be able to distinguish it right away. Okay, so once you get the link, go ahead and click it, and then it should open up and guide you to somewhere where it's called Google Business Profiles.
Yes, it says you haven't added any business.
Okay, now you just have to make sure that you're using the correct email that is attached to the Google Business Profile. So on top of your screen, there should be a little circle where it shows you what email you're using. And then all you have
yes.
to do is just make sure you switch over to the email that has ownership to the Google Business Profile, okay?
Yes, I'm in already.
Perfect. So it should say your business name, right? Do you see that? Or are you already
yes.
inside? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So once you're inside the Google Business Profile, right, then you can see right there that it tells you a quick list, right? It says edit profile, read reviews, photos, and then it shows posts, right? So this is basically, this is all you need to make any changes on your Google Business Profile. So in other words, you don't need to log into the client dashboard unless you want to make changes to the website directly.
To the website. Okay.
That's correct. Okay. All right, awesome. So I'm glad I was able to help you at least with that, right? In the future, if you need us to create posts automatically for you, meaning have our team create them as well, we could help you with that, and it helps with ranking. So you're doing great by creating posts because, again, you need to show that activity to get a good ranking, okay? In the future, if you need our help, please do so. It would be an additional of just $100 a month. So in total, including the website, is at $129.
So it will be $129 for you guys to run the SEO?
Yeah, basically we would go ahead and help run the SEO. If there's any issues with your Google Business Profile, we'll make sure to take care of it. We can create posts for you. Let's say, again, right, we'd normally start with maybe one a week, depending on how many images you send in. We can even do them three times a week. As well, right, the way it works is that we can make it easier for your clients to find you. For example, we created something that's called a tiny URL for you. It should still work, right? If you send that out, it's going to help get reviews, and you just respond to them. We also have an automated system, which is an AI, actually, that can automatically respond generically to each review, right? So it takes in consideration what the client said, and it's just an actual review directed to that. So each reply is going to be different, right? Or, of course, you could just reply to them when you get the chance, right? So, again, it is just $129, and we could definitely keep helping you with the website. And this actually includes, right, if you want to make changes to the website and you want to talk to your website team, they should be able to help you, right? And, of course, the Google Business Profile.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So just give it a shot, right? I would definitely want to start as soon as you want to. But, again, it looks like you just made a payment on the 8th, it looks like. So you're okay until the actual 8th of next month, but we can actually restart it whenever you want, right? We could, let's say, if you want to start it today, we can. Then today would be your new billing date, but I believe those $29 might be lost, right? So meaning that you would still be charged the $129.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Let me talk it out with my husband, and I could give you a call back on, what is it today, Friday? Monday.
Yeah, of course. You could give us a call. You could also text me. I actually have a follow-up, believe it or not. I was going to be calling you on the 20th. So you could definitely call me before then. Not a problem. Again, if you prefer, send me a text with a good day and time to reach you. As long as it's from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be calling you, okay?
Okay. And is this your number or...?
This is our customer service line, but either way, if you call it, it's going to connect you directly over to me because I'm the one that's just helping you with the website. I basically give you a call, let you know, look, do you want to add more photos, for example? We spoke on the 4th in regards to Google Verified, right? And unfortunately,
so it was you.
Yeah. So I'm going to be helping you with your account. But if in case I can't answer, right, somebody else should. If not, I'll give you a call within, I would say, no more than 24 hours.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate your patience on this, and you're okay with the Google Business Profile, right? Meaning that you can see all the changes. Oh, perfect. I'm glad.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica. I hope you have a good day. Enjoy your weekend,
you.
Actually.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Thank you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.